W. 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. Got some clouds, little rain showing up on radar yet. We're at 38 degrees. Welcome to this Hump Day Wednesday edition of the morning show. And as promised, we're talking serious recycling. I've been saying that every single day that Brianna Koval stops in from Wilkin County Recycling. Serious recycling.
Serious recycling.
Well, you take it very seriously.
Well, you have to.
Yeah.
We're saving the planet.
We are saving the planet. So, you know, it's a good thing all the way around.
Absolutely.
So you were open yesterday.
We were open
because
yesterday.
It's Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
Correct. So we were open yesterday from 10 until 6.
And?
I pulled the numbers at about 4 o'clock. And we were just under 1,000 pounds for the day, which is pretty good.
That's
also
good.
Considering the weather yesterday, it was not
it was
as
lousy.
Right. Not as crappy as it is out west where they're getting 30 inches of snow, but it was dreary and windy and drizzly, and it wasn't very nice. So I can understand how we didn't have tons and tons of people come in, but we're starting to see those big loads come in, which is what I had been hoping for.
I still think people have been saving these up for the past couple of years going, yeah, premiums aren't really where I want them, but now.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. At 70 cents a pound, you can't go wrong. It's not going to get any better. Well, maybe it will, but I make no guarantees that it ever will because I've never seen it this high before.
Sure.
So if you are sitting on a bunch of aluminum waiting for the price to go up again, now is your time.
Mm-hmm.
70 cents a pound is huge.
Yeah, we're probably not going to see that again for a while.
No. You never know. I'm going to say that. You never know. I don't anticipate it going up anymore because that's already a huge amount of money. But, yeah, bring it in. Just bring it in.
I've got to ask this question, and I ask it every April that you're in here.
Yes.
Okay. So it goes to Wilkin Recycling. They drop off their cans. You get it all packaged up. Then what? Where does it go after that?
Then we work with Minn Kota Recycling up in Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
They come down, they haul it all away, and then they stage it to be sent out to market.
Okay.
So where does it go from there? It depends. So it just depends on the product, and it depends on the demand, but they source their buyers, so then it can go somewhere to be turned into something else. Aluminum gets turned into aluminum. Plastic gets turned into other things. Typically, food-grade plastic doesn't turn into food-grade plastic anymore. It turns into other things, like, you know, the bills on hats and things like that. But those will usually go over to Asian markets where they will turn them into something else. And then newsprint, that heads up to Fargo, Moorhead, and they turn it into egg cartons.
Seriously.
Seriously.
It is crazy how things get repurposed.
Yep, absolutely.
And how that's become such a thing, because years ago it wasn't a thing, but now it's a thing.
It is a thing. Now, early on during COVID, when there was the huge demand for toilet paper, there was a huge demand for us to move newspaper and cardboard out as fast as we could get it in because they were turning it into toilet paper.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
It was heading over to mills in Wisconsin and it was being turned into toilet paper.
Unbelievable.
Who knew? Yeah.
Right.
So if there's ever a toilet paper shortage again, make sure you recycle all your cardboard because that's where it's coming from.
Sure. So if we could turn just for a second here and kind of flip the switch back to emergency services.
Yes.
Because I'm kind of looking at the river this morning going, I mean, not that there's a big, you know, threat, but again, with precipitation coming in and out, but still nothing major.
Well, so the river crest has moved upwards into Canada already, so we really don't have to worry about that big influx.
Oh, so that's past us already.
Right,
okay,
exactly.
Good.
So that initial big crest that we always have, that's gone. That's long gone. So now it's just watching this other precipitation that we have infiltrate into the system and how that's going to, you know, bump up the river at all. We're probably not going to see any really significant rises around here because we're not getting the significant amount of precipitation that they are out west.
Where they need it.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's going to stay out there and it'll end up in their river basins over there. We don't have so much to worry about, especially since our river flows north. So even north of here where they're getting a lot of snow and precipitation, that's still going to continue to flow north. So we really don't have much to worry about.
Good. I just wanted to touch on that because the minute we don't, you know how that goes.
Right.
But I keep thinking, I'm looking at radar this morning and I looked at it right away when I got in. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, it's Easter week. A lot of prayers going up because in our little corner of North Dakota, basically some rain.
Right.
And that's
not even a lot of rain
no,
either.
No. So we lucked out on this. But
right.
Chance
but
of it.
You also have to remember that how many times were we the bullseye for everything
That's
over
what
the
I was
season?
Thinking it's like, okay, we need a break this time.
Well, this is funny because my aunt who lives in Minot, she sent me a text yesterday because they're forecast to get, you know, 30 inches of snow
blasted,
over the next couple days. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I'm sorry that I was so smug early on in the season when you guys were getting hammered all the time. I'm like, yep, it comes back.
It's crazy. And it's all across the country, too.
It is.
There's like tornado outbreaks going up into like Iowa. I think even the Twin Cities had tornado warnings last night. It's crazy.
Well, and you have to remember that April tends to be kind of a volatile month where mm-hmm. the season is changing. There's a lot of temperature differentials. You know, weird things can happen when we're transitioning seasons.
Right.
That's why we always get those really long duration rain events in the fall. And we get these weird severe weather, snow, thunder, snow, weird stuff that happens in the spring, too. And then things start to even out. Statistically, you see more tornadoes in like April and May mm-hmm. than you do the rest of the year, which is kind of the season we're heading into right now, where it's that weird volatile season. But luckily, we didn't get anything this time. So
thank
just
heaven.
Getting
yeah,
some
celebrate
misty
that.
Days
yeah.
is what it is. Because yesterday, did it even really rain? I don't think you could classify that as really raining. Yeah. It was like a steady
drizzle
all day long. Mm-hmm. And now it's done. I don't even think it's raining right now. It might be misting a little bit.
No, we get a little break here, but then we're going to get some later on this morning.
Right, and maybe a dusting of snow, but I don't think so. It's going to melt. The ground is warm enough. That shouldn't be a problem. However, there's some snow in the forecast for Easter Sunday. So if you do have travel plans,
keep that in mind.
Just
keep it in mind
and plan accordingly.
So back to recycling. You're open again tomorrow.
Correct. We are open on Thursday from 10 until 6, mm-hmm. and we are open on Saturday from 8 until noon.
And you're out on 75, so they can just wheel in there.
Correct.
And bring in their aluminum.
Yes, absolutely. Right. You don't even have to get out of your car if you don't want to.
How nice is that?
I know.
So you just make it too user-friendly.
If you do bring in a huge load of aluminum, we do appreciate some help because it speeds the process up a little bit.
All right. And no hockey pucks. Flatten them the long way if you got to flatten them.
Correct. You mm-hmm. can give them a little squish, but don't put those in the can crusher that you have mounted in your garage.
Yeah.
They just don't bind well for us.
All right. Sounds good. Well, you have a great day tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely.
And we'll talk to you again on Friday.
Sounds great.
Brianna Koval talking Wilkin County Recycling, as we do every month of April. It's 825 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Up there on your mama's roof, talking about everything.